I tell you story, Felix says, leaning back in his chair, his eyes staying squarely on Kroon's. Once upon a time, there lived in Dresden, in what you called East Germany, a Russian young man, let us call him Jesper. In same office was young colleague, name of Vladimir, also Russian. This boy Vladi, as the Germans called him, was very friendly, very smart, very ambitious. Everybody wants to be like Vladi. He comes to me one day. It is 2nd March 1986, and he says to me that boss wants to see us. So, we go. Boss congratulates Vladi on success of Severnani Olin, which is, in English, Operation Reindeer. But there is problem for making Reindeer complete. Vladi tells boss, actually, no problem. Jesper can solve. In fact, I had already solved. Solution involved you. Kroon's head swims with confusion. He feels himself sinking. Felix continues. Operation Reindeer began a year before, in 1985, operating out of office in Dresden. There was in Sweden a troublesome man that was roadblock for our glass company. This man must disappear. One task for me was to arrange transport out of Sweden for another man, young man who must hide in safe place. To do this, I looked at list of foreigners coming to Eastern Germany in springtime 1985. On list were people coming for reenactment of big battle in 30 years war. This occasion was to be in Leipzig. One name on list stands out. He was young industrialist from United States, name of Jonas Kroon, whose uncle runs fleet of cargo ships based in Sweden. Perfect, says Jesper. This Jonas Kroon is big enthusiast for Swedish Empire and for 30 years war and for Battle of Breitenfeld from 1631, which is to be reenacted. So, when Jonas Kroon comes to Leipzig, Jesper becomes good friend, tells Jonas Kroon he too has great interest in Swedish Empire and in 30 years war. Uses friendship to arrange with Jonas Kroon to remove particular young man from Sweden on ships owned by uncle. Jesper pays Kroon generous fee to transport young man and get him job in Canada or U.S. Tells him this young man is to be known as Henrik Piedala. It is here in Felix's story that Kroon begins to understand who Felix really is.